Okay, today, chapter 2, the original blueprint. Chapter 2, the original blueprint. You know, as my testimony, I got to tell you, sin never stops. It's a 24/7 constant badgering. In my mind, in my head, it's constantly badgering me, constantly. Does God make me sharper from it? I presume so. But I am reminded in Scripture that Paul went through the same thing. And we're going to go through that today. The original blueprint of you, it requires testing. It's not easy. And I'm not coming from a place of success. Oh, yes, I am. I am coming from a place of success, and I don't deserve it. My sins, my past, I don't deserve anything. But yet, the Lord, in His mercy, He allows me to continue. He allows me to continue to work on the original blueprint that He had in mind for me long before we started. Let's start with it. Chapter 2, the original blueprint, 2022. Did you ever notice how many things get in the way of what you really need to do? Very important matters, I might say, continue to be available during all manner of godly chores set in front of us. Everything gets in the way, right? It's like a puzzle you're working on. There it lays on the table, pieces everywhere. The phone rings, chores appear, the mind wanders. Super important matters make themselves known. Ultimately, there on the table, the pieces lay, pushed this way and that, as the table makes room for other items placed on the table. Perhaps some pieces are even lost, fallen to the floor. What a sad thing. The picture of the puzzle may never be realized. Or without the lost pieces, we'll never be complete. We, I, me, you, we're like that. We're like that. You know? We're like that, you know? With the original blueprint that God gave us, it's a puzzle that God has made for you specifically, the picture of what you are to become based on His design. How many times in buildings does the architect say, let's go back to the original blueprint? How many times? You have an original blueprint signed and dated by the hand of God. Huh? Dig that. There's an original blueprint of you signed and dated by the hand of God. Your birthday was the beginning of the plan that had been started before time itself. Let no thing stand in the way of your work to complete you. Work towards it every minute, asking Him every minute to help you discern your chores, placing them in order so that all may be completed correctly and with the power of God attached to all things. Pray that you stay the course He has ordained for you, keeping in mind the devil. Keep in mind, pray the course that He has ordained, right? Keep in mind that the devil's doing exactly the opposite. To make a design for you that is the opposition to God's plan. The opposition. Pray, my friends, keep the angels protecting you from your mind and the enemy's devices to corrupt in you what has been made by the incorruptible God. It's serious stuff. The original blueprint of you is already in motion. The enemy will distract you from completing your work every day. Your learning, your direction, your obedience, your destiny. Capital D-E-S-T-I-N, your destiny. Be delivered, my friends, from the hands of fate into the hands of destiny. Leave mediocre behind and walk steadily into the light of undeniable, impossible, phenomenal wonders. In the grace and mercy of God, the blood of Christ has given you the way, the only way. Only you can steer off course. Only you can steer off the course. Stay the course and see what God's plan was for you all along. Sin, complacency, stubborn, self-importance, all these things will haunt you, beckon you, beckon you, and get in the way of you discovering the magnificent you God is making right in front of all of us. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Doing your best is never good enough. You can't. I can do my best, but it doesn't do it. Clearly, my very best thinking, my absolute very best, has gotten me into more trouble. Historically, has gotten me into more, lots of trouble. And yours too. Trouble I couldn't get out of without God. People in prison did their very best. Clearly, most of the time, our best isn't even good enough to get us to break even. Our very best puts us in debt all the time. Sin, debauchery, that's our best thinking. Our best thinking gets us in all that trouble, much less achievement. Our best thinking can't get us achievement, can't even get us to break even. Why? Because the enemy is real and hates you and your original blueprint. You see, with such tools like the original blueprint, the Lord can bless your path and use you for his glory. The enemy must stop you at all costs, must stop me, you, all of us. And self-importance and distraction is a trap of many, is a trap. 1 Peter 5, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of suffering. 1 Peter 4, 12 and 13, beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you, but rejoice insofar as you share Christ's suffering, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. Huh? His glory is revealed in you, a new creation in Christ. If you stay focused on the path of correct, push forward, run into your future. Pay no attention to all the rest of it. Pray for your mind to be focused on what is most important at any given single moment, including right now. Pray that things in your mind that don't need to be there are removed, filled instead with his purpose. 1 Corinthians 10, 13, no temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. Provide you a way out. Interesting, isn't it? He didn't say he would make you take the way out of sin and debauchery. He didn't say that. Provide you a way out. Get that? He didn't say he'd take you out of debauchery that comes into your head. That's pretty much up to you and me. We got to make the decision to get out of it. Look, I'm where I'm at today because of his mercy. I couldn't have seen it. I couldn't have planned for it. And without faith, I wouldn't have done it because I didn't and couldn't understand it. As I look back, there is no human way I could have found this path, no human way I could have achieved my life or overcome my shortcomings, character flaws. Only by his grace and mercy and the overwhelming power of God could I be here. By my faith do I turn my day over to him each and every moment. And it is virtually impossible. The enemy, temptation, all of it will stop me if I let it. And it has stopped me. God brought me out of it, and he continues to do so every minute. Because my head is a dangerous neighborhood, and I should never go in there by myself. My head is a dangerous neighborhood. You should never. Your head is a dangerous neighborhood. You should never go in there by yourself. I want to see that puzzle of what I am. I want that. I want what Christ wants for me. My flesh wants everything that is not good for me. Paul reminds me, the Apostle Paul reminds me in the Word of God that the original blueprint, he was challenged. He was challenged. He, the best of the best, were challenged. Paul reminds me of the original blueprint and the traps that face me and you, my brothers and sisters, to deter me from the destiny he proclaimed for you. Galatians 1. And by the way, I want to point out, I hear all the time, in my sin, I send Jesus back to the cross. No, I don't. And neither do you. No, I don't. The Lord knows I'm going to stumble. Jesus isn't going back to the cross every time I fall down. He's there to pick me up. He's there to pick me up and you. Every time you stumble, he's catching you and bringing you back up, straightening you up, putting you back on the path. He went to the cross one time for everybody. And now we struggle with it because the enemy is against us and he knows it. And he's right there. He's right there showing you the right way. You have a choice. He's showing you the right way. Let's get to Galatians 1. You think you have a hard time? I think I have a hard time. Listen to this guy. Galatians 1, Paul, an apostle, sent not from men nor by a man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead, and all the brothers and sisters with me to the church in Galatia, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to rescue us from the present evil age. Huh? Right there it is. To rescue us from the present evil age. What do you think? This is the first evil age? It's been this challenging from the beginning. According to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Yes. So we know it was evil a long time, been around a long time. And people are challenged by it a long time. He goes on in verse 6, there's no other gospel. I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you to live in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel. We see that all the time right now, don't we? Which is really no gospel at all. That's in Scripture. That was going on way back then. Everybody's idea of religion. Happening all the time. He goes on to say, evidently some people are throwing you into confusion and are trying to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let them be under God's curse. Not a good idea to come up with. Everybody's got some idea of what God is and what God's not, what they want him to be. Stick to the word, kids, he goes on to say in verse 9, as we have already said, so now I say again, if anybody is preaching to you a gospel other than that, other than what you accepted, let them be under God's curse. Oh, yeah, you got to let that sink in, right? And he goes on in verse 10, am I now trying to win the approval of human beings? Or of God? Or am I trying to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ. Come on. Come on. I want you to know, brothers and sisters, he says, that the gospel I preached is not of human origin. I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it. Rather, I received it by revelation from Jesus Christ. Oh, man, bring it home, dude. Believe in the Lord and see what you see. Believe in the Lord and see the original blueprint of you. Hebrews 13, 5, 6, don't love money. Be satisfied with what you have. For God has said, I will never fail you. I will never abandon you. So we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, so I will have no fear. What can mere people do to me? So am I saying don't think about money? I'm saying take care of what you have and the Lord will take care of you. Take care of what you have. You are something great. And with God, you can achieve that super great that is yours alone to claim. Yours alone to claim. Without him, it's not possible for me to obtain or keep anything good for very long. I got that historical evidence. I can't keep anything very long, let alone my own destiny. All of you are on course or fighting to get back on course. That's the day. That's what we do. All of you are gifted and realize the tremendous responsibility required to do your life. The greatest writer in the New Testament that I talk about all the time, Paul, the greatest writer, he paid a tremendous price for following the Lord. When you think you can't stay the course, when you think you can't stay the course, that it's too hard, read about Paul. 2 Corinthians 11, 24, 5 times I received at the hands of the Jews these 40 lashes, less one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I was adrift at sea, on frequent journeys, in dangers from rivers, dangers from robbers, dangers from my own people, danger from Gentiles, danger in the city, danger in the wilderness, danger at sea, danger from false brothers, in toil and hardship through many a sleepless night, in hunger and thirst, often without food, in cold and exposure. And apart from other things, there is the daily pressure on me of my anxiety for all the churches. Who is weak and I am not weak? Who is made to fall and I am not indignant? If I must boast, I will boast of the things that show my weakness. Why does he say that? Because when we are weak, when we accept the fact that we're not large and in charge, God can do something with us. And man, did he do it with Paul. Every time it seemed that Paul was weak, oh, the Lord overcame in him. Chapter 2, the original blueprint, helpful hints. Go to church when you don't want to read the book. Go to church and read the book until you do want to read it. Stay the course. Make your company cash positive, even when you're bored and you think there's more to life than whatever you're doing. Keep cash positive going on. Promise God you'll put him first and take care of all that he has given you. Include things you don't like to do and do them anyway. Include things you don't like to do and do them anyway. Quit drinking, quit smoking, quit abusing time, life, the things he's given you. Pray thanks for the adventure, the daily challenge. Thank him for the adventure coming, even if it's totally scary. Stop blaming anybody for anything. Stop fighting everybody, God, yourself, your family, whatever. Do what needs to be done. Do what needs to be done and get on with life into the next piece of the puzzle. Prepare yourself for tomorrow by taking care of today. Complete your projects. Quit going into debt. Quit looking for quick money schemes. Quit hurting people. Quit asking for more when you've got plenty. Complain to the Lord and nobody else. That's a personal favorite of mine, right? Complain to the Lord. He can listen to you all day long. It's okay. Nobody else. Complain to him. Quit complaining to anybody else. It's not okay to make mistakes when you know better. I'm only human is not excuse. It's not an excuse. As a matter of fact, it's not even biblical as I read the following. Genesis 1 through 27. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. It sounds like a pretty big deal. Rule of thumb. Each thing he gives to do, do it with him. Knock it out of the park on every pitch. And if it doesn't work out, in his grace, try again. In his grace, try again. He's teaching you, preparing you. Check your Bible study. Revisit where you were yesterday. Yesterday, not last year. Check your Bible study. Revisit where you were yesterday in the book. Refresh your lesson. Refresh what you learned yesterday. And then only then, move into the next set of verses. Work out physically so you don't find yourself out of shape in a bad mood and headed for health issues. Check and recheck your AP and your AR, your WHIP. Return people's phone calls, emails, and texts. Pray for clarity and direction on all matters. Don't lie to people. Whatever is on the list today, get it done completely. Don't wait until tomorrow. John 15, 16, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should abide so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Come on, bring it home. Don't waste time on silly things. Imagine God is with you every step. Invite him in. Run from mediocrity and be delivered from the hands of fate into the hands of destiny. Ride with the King. Ride with the King. Come on, riding with the King. Ride with the King, as we say in chapter 1. Ride with the King through chapter 2. Stay the course, eye on the prize, run to win into the arms of Jesus. The original blueprint of you is on the table, but the pieces in place, quit looking elsewhere. Study God's plan and in your faith, work it. Each piece of the puzzle is an amazing insight gift of God. You don't want to miss any of it. You don't want to miss any of it. There's songs on that website, original songs made just for you. Made just for you. One of them is Faith. It happens when it does. You got to walk on water in the eyes of the sun. A little phrase that comes out of that, in the eyes of the Son of God. Listen to those songs. Those words are for you. Each piece of the puzzle is an amazing insight gift of God. You don't want to miss any of it. Amen, amen, amen. John, let's get on with it.